Welcome to another episode of the Ellie Foreman Sports Podcast, where you don't have to be a Buccaneers fan, but it sure does help. We got Howie Foreman here. How you doing?
Always great to be here, Ellie.
Started early.
I did. I know my line, you know?
Yeah, you know your line. Got Ellie Foreman here. I'm doing amazing. So we went on a little baseball trip. 2 weeks off. Sorry, everybody. Thank you, Anchor. Thank you, Hyatt Hotels, for making this possible. We actually went to the Yankees Rays game today. Rays came on top 4-0. Ryan Yarbrough got the win. How do you feel about that?
Ryan Yarbrough has gotten terrible run support this year, so terrible luck. I mean, yes, he's had some stinkers as games, but he's also pitched really well. Nice to see him raise that record to 1-7, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's in Cy Young contention now.
My AL Cy Young, it's undecided. There's a lot of great stars. My NL Cy Young is undecided. There's a lot of great stars in the NL. Howie, did you come up with any of your decisions? What do you think so far in Cy Young?
Cy Young, I mean, you know, it's hard because a couple weeks ago it was clearly going to be McClanahan, and you know, then he picked up two losses back to back, where he pitched phenomenally, actually. But you know, I don't know. I haven't thought much about it really.
So Tom Brady is on a brief break, 10 games.
10 days, 10 days.
10 games, 10 days. It was pre-planned for the season, not related to injury. Howie, do you think he'll be back with the Bucs and in the NFL by week one?
I really hope so.
I
mean, hard to know. I mean, obviously, Tom Brady is very, very special. I've never heard of a player taking 10 days off in the middle of training camp, but also never heard of a player winning 7 Super Bowls. Never happened before. So, hard to know what's going on. I hope that it's brief and that really is just a 10-day break and then he's back in week one against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. The Cowboys are a good team.
Sunday night football game?
Sunday night football.
NBC will regret that if Tom Brady is not playing.
Yeah. Oh, Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, but Dak Prescott versus Tom Brady is pretty exciting.
Oh, we saw that before, but on Thursday night football.
Yeah.
And guess what? We won.
Yeah, that game ended the way we wanted it, too.
Yeah. So, the Buccaneers are having some injuries. Ryan Jensen, Russell Gage appears to be injured. Julio Jones is getting days off. We do not know. There's no report if it's injury or not. Are you concerned at all, Howie?
Oh, very concerned. I'm very concerned. I mean, obviously, I'm first concerned about Tom Brady being out for this mysterious reason.
Yeah.
Next, I'm very concerned about Russell Gage, Mike Evans, who's had some hamstring issues. You know, Chris Godwin is not back to full strength yet. Are we looking at a wide receiver, number one and number two, of Julio Jones and Scotty Miller? Where does Harriman fit into that? So I have a lot of concerns, yeah, about a wide receiver.
I just want to change one thing at the beginning of the MLB season. I said Seiya Suzuki was going to win MVP. He might have won MVP if he was in Class A, single A. But I did not come up with my NL MVP yet. I did come up with my AL MVP. AL is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, no doubt.
NL, not come up, but definitely not Seiya Suzuki. Everybody thought Seiya Suzuki was going to win MVP. Yeah. But like 10 home runs, not that good of a fielder. Say, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, speaking of Aaron Judge, tonight came up twice he could have, you know, won the game with one swing. They were down 1-0. He comes up, runners on, you know, first in two situations, and he hits into a double play twice. Another time he struck out. So really, really good night for the Rays against who will undoubtedly be the AL MVP.
Yeah. Part day one thing, Anchor, all rights reserved.